The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
How's it, everybody? Josh here. What you're about to listen to was originally conceived as a video for YouTube, but we know a lot of you out there consume our content as audio only. You're listening on your commute or at work or some other point where you can't look at a screen. So we've got Gavin Verhey from Wizards of the Coast, and we're officially announcing and unveiling a bunch of new products and stuff that are coming down the line next year for 2020. We wanted to make sure that the audio only listeners got all that info. So this will be a good way for you to find out all that stuff. However, just to warn you, there might be a couple of points where we're talking about some artwork or some other things that might be a little bit awkward. And as a result, I would recommend, if at all you have the opportunity, this is a episode that you'll want to watch rather than listen to. But if not, we still think that you'll get most of the information this way. So without further ado, enjoy this episode. The last few years have seen huge growth in the Commander format, and Wizards is certainly sitting up and taking notice. So much so that they've teamed up with us for this very exciting announcement video.
That's right. Magic has some really big plans for Commander in 2020 and a bunch of new products targeted specifically for our favorite format. So in this video, we're going to break down what those new products are, when to expect them, and all of the awesome stuff that's coming our way as a Commander player next year.
And to help us with all of this, we've brought in our friend, none other than the senior game designer, product architect, basically the Commander architect, former Game Knights, Gavin Verhey.
Hey guys, so excited to be here. And I can't wait to finally talk about some of this product that I've been waiting years to discuss. It's gonna be a big year for Commander.
Yeah, let's not sugarcoat it. 2020 is looking to be the best year ever for Commander players. And I wanted to know, what made you all over at Wizards really want to devote more attention to the format?
Yeah, well, you know, back in 2011, we launched our first set of Commander decks, and those went over great. Mm-hmm. And every year since, we've made a new set of Commander decks. But Commander's gotten a lot larger than 2011. Thanks guys, by the way, for the help. Appreciate it.
No problem.
So why are we still doing one set of Commander decks a year when it's one of the biggest formats in all of Magic? This year, we've got some pretty cool stuff in line. It's a great time to be a Commander player.
Yeah, definitely.
It is a great time to be a Commander player.
Yeah, I want to know more about the stuff. Let's get into the details.
Okay, so let's start with the Commander product. It's the product that we know and love every single year, but in 2020, y'all are putting a new spin on it.
Yeah, so first of all, it's coming out with Ikoria, Lair of Behemoths. Plus, you're getting 5 decks, which is pretty cool. So more than 4, you're getting 5 decks.
Oh, one extra deck. I like this already.
Yeah.
And there's 71 new cards, which is more new cards than any Commander release in history. So lots of new goodies.
And because you guys are thematically tying it to Ikoria, does that mean that we'll see some of these new cards in the standard legal sets as well?
Well, that's a great question, Jimmy. First of all, there are a few cards from the main set that do get put into the Commander decks in the reprint slot, but there's only a handful, and they're just kind of to make the themes work. Some of the decks have themes that are grabbed from the main set, and so you'll see a little bit of like taking those themes and blowing them out even more for Commander players. Like, for example, when Kaladesh came out, you couldn't really build an energy Commander deck. There wasn't really enough to make it work. This is saying, well, what if we gave you all the tools to be able to do that? The 71 brand new cards in the Commander decks don't show up in draft boosters at all. Those are their own separate special thing. They live in their own little world in the Commander decks, so
gotcha. There's
no repeats there. But by and large, the majority of the cards are either reprints or brand new cards for this deck.
So Commander 2020 is thematically tied to Ikoria. Does that mean that we are going to be getting them at the exact same time as the Ikoria release?
Yes, and in fact, you can even try them out at the pre-release, which is really, really exciting.
That's going to make pre-release so much better. That's incredible.
Yeah, because when I go like 0-2 drop, well, now I have something to do.
Okay, so the key takeaways here is that the Commander product that we know and love is back, but it's coming a little bit earlier, and there are 5 decks instead of 4, and it's thematically tied around Ikoria.
Yeah, absolutely. And all the reprints, once again, can be from anywhere.
Yeah, that's exciting. Let's move on to the next announcement here, which is that those batch of 5 decks are not the only Commander precons that we're getting next year.
Yeah, so with Zendikar Rising, you're getting 2 more Commander decks.
Ooh, very cool.
Oh my gosh.
These are two decks that you'll be able to buy alongside Zendikar Rising. They come out with the set. And there's three new cards in each of the decks, as well as plenty of reprints. These come in a little smaller box, but these are great for getting into the format. You'll get your Cultivates, your Sakura Tribe Elders, your Harmonizes, all the stuff you need to play
Magic. Gavin's a green player, everybody. Yeah.
I saw the data. Yes. I saw the data, okay. So you can get all the stuff you need to start playing, and it's great. But also, to me, if you're a new player coming into Commander, we want to make sure that all year round is a good time to be playing Commander, right? It's a great time to be a Commander player.
Right.
So that way, even in the fall, there's still brand new decks you can grab to play with. And if you're an experienced player, you just get new decks you can pick up with some brand new cards and some reprints you might want. So it's kind of just a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, it seems like a really good idea.
Wow, this is so exciting. Even more Commander products and pre-cons for us players that's coming with Zendikar Rising. But wait, there is more. There is another Commander product coming our way next year. And speaking of green, Gavin, what you got?
We've got a brand new product next year called Commander Collection Green. You're going to get 8 cards, all themed to green in some way, that are perfect for your Commander decks. They're all reprints, but all new artwork, which is really, really exciting. And they're going to be things that I think Commander players will be very excited to own.
Yeah, it seems like this product is kind of like the signature spellbook, but for Commander.
Yeah, spot on. You'll be able to find it even in WPN stores, like the signature spellbook. And there's two versions, depending on the store, a foil and a non-foil one.
Very cool. All new art on all the cards, too?
Yeah, all reprints, but all new art on all of them. And in fact, we ran kind of a cool thing where you get to see some famous legendary characters depicted in the art for these cards casting spells.
Oh, so even more like the signature spellbook in that way, right?
Yeah, except it's like 8 mini signature spellbooks. It's really fun.
Okay, Gavin, really exciting. When can we expect to see this product in stores?
Toward the middle to end of next year in stores, both versions.
Is there anything that we can see right now? Just a tease, maybe a card or
something? Come on, man. One card.
I tell you what, Jimmy. I'll show you some artwork.
Okay.
And if you guess it right, hey, that's not my fault. That's on you, right? Wizards, they'll be fine with it.
All right, yeah, let's see the art.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, that's clearly Yisan.
Yeah, he's definitely playing an instrument, but it may be more about what he's doing to the creatures around him as opposed to him being the thing, right? Because if we're going with the signature spellbook kind of
is
flavor.
Is it like natural order?
Yeah, or maybe some sort of overwhelming stampede-esque card. I'm not sure, but he's bringing...
He could even be sacrificing like these... It could be like greater good or something.
Yeah, we bring a lot of friends to the table, that's for sure.
I mean, it could be any green card.
Yeah, it could be any green card in the history of Magic.
It could be Yisan.
It could just be Yisan, the Wandering Bard.
It's not Yisan, unless you know that much right now. This is actually Yisan casting a spell, so I'll give you guys a little hint. It's a spell. And when we see a creature in this way that kind of showing off a legendary character, we're doing it a little bit differently.
Okay, well, I guess the question is, can we see a creature?
Okay, one more piece of art won't hurt, right?
Let's do it. All right, let's take a look.
See what a creature looks like.
This looks like it's casting a spell too. Yeah, look, is it, maybe it looks like it's making some little friends. Maybe it's a spore, or maybe it's one of the token generators in green. Maybe
generators. Yeah. Making sapperlings?
Yeah, making either sapperlings or
something. What's like a big sapperling card?
I don't know.
It doesn't look like a snake, but it reminds me of Lotus Cobra for some reason.
Yeah, it has sort of these flowing elements to it. So maybe this is a ramp creature. Maybe this is something that taps for mana.
One thing to point out here is you'll notice it's actually based a little bit on Azusa, Lost But Seeking. So you'll see that like in at the top here, its little pattern looks just like—
Oh, that's the Azusa symbol?
Just what Azusa has on her head. So with the creatures, they're kind of like inspired by that character.
Yeah. So it has something to do with Azusa, but it's not from Kamigawa?
Correct.
Well, plenty of hints. If you in the comments think you know what the card is, please let us know. And you can also, of course, hit Twitter, Instagram, and all that. Hit the social medias. This is really exciting stuff. I can't wait to see what people come up with.
I look forward to seeing all your guesses.
Yeah, me too. All right, Commander Collection Green. I'm assuming and I'm hoping that, well, we have to finish the cycle, right?
It's a pretty reasonable assumption that we might do more of these in the future.
All right, I like it.
I hope the next one's blue.
I hope the next one's red.
Blue.
I'm going for another one in green.
Red. Just two green in a row.
So with the green guards in Commander, right? I just keep naming them.
Okay, well, this is all super exciting. Next year looks like it's going to be crazy. It's going to be nuts. But that's not all. We got one more thing, and maybe the biggest thing yet, Gavin?
Yeah, so this is something I've worked on for a really long time, and I'm so excited to finally tell everybody. I've got two words, Commander Legends. So this is a brand new set for Commander players. It started off with an idea I had, what if you could draft Commander? Mm-hmm. And so this is a draftable Commander experience, and the set is chock full of things Commander players are going to love. I know I brought you up to go check it out, Josh.
Yeah, Gavin gave me the opportunity to come try out this set and draft it, and I think people know, I've talked about on our show a lot, how much I love Conspiracy and Battlebond. Those are like my favorite draft sets ever, and this is like that plus. Like, I had more fun even than drafting those sets when I drafted this, so I'm really excited for it to finally come out.
Yeah, it's super awesome. 20 card booster pack, so it's bigger than ever before. There's a foil in every pack, so that's really exciting.
Absolutely.
Over 70 new legends.
Wow. 7-0?
7-0, yeah. Holy All cow. Things are gonna be your commander. Really exciting stuff.
Holy moly. All right, so what plane is this gonna be based on with these 70 new legends?
It could be anywhere and everywhere, past, present, future, doesn't matter. It very much follows the commander deck mythology you've seen in previous years, where we can grab stuff from anywhere in the multiverse. So we wanna kick back to Taunos, no problem, let's do that. We want to look at somewhere, we want to look at Kamigawa, let's make that. There's all kinds of deep cuts from Magic Story, a bunch of cool new characters. It is amazing, and this is maybe the set I am most proud of working on. It is outstanding.
I can't wait to see it, and you know, it's going to be over a year until this set releases, Gavin, and I know, typically we never see anything this far in advance, but we got you here now.
Come on, can we see something, just anything little?
Well, it's a set I'm really excited about, so I talked to a few people, and I pulled a few strings, and yes, we're going to show you two pieces of artwork. They're both legendary characters from the set, one of the many legends in the set, and I'll let you guess what they are, and I think because these are some deep cuts, you'll be able to maybe figure out what they are. Let's take a look.
This is, it looks like a vampire for sure. We got bats in there, and that's about as far as my lore goes.
No, I think this has got to be... I mean, it's gotta be Baron saying
you. You're right, Josh, you're right. I can't take it anymore, okay? It's Baron Sengir. Professor, get excited, everyone out there get excited.
It's Baron Sengir, he's back.
Every time someone has asked me, are you ever gonna make another Baron Sengir? I've been working on this thing for so long, and the answer is yes, you're getting another Baron Sengir. He's here, Sengir the Dark Baron, that's the name of the card, it'll be in Commander Legends.
And the SWAT team like breaks in the door, drags Gavin away.
Yeah.
Now I know why you planted that. That's okay, but amazing. You promised us two pieces of art. Can we see the second? Is it gonna be as easy to guess as this one?
We'll see if you can get there. I bet the internet will figure it out. It's gonna be a little trickier.
We're not great with lore. Let's give it a shot here.
Let's take a look, yeah.
I don't know.
This is a deep cut.
Yeah, maybe if we just waffle for long enough, he'll just tell us again.
Well, no? I'm not gonna quite just give it away that easily.
It's worth a shot.
But I will say, did you two notice the aspect ratio of the artwork?
Oh,
it's vertical. It's a planeswalker?
Yeah, indeed. In these 70 plus new legends in the set, there's a couple planeswalkers hiding out in there as well.
Oh.
So she is a planeswalker. You'll see her on the front of the packaging for the set. She's kind of the face of the set. I bet the internet can figure it out. So post in the comments, you know, see if you can crack it.
Yeah,
let us know if you have any good guesses because we really didn't.
Yeah.
But if you post that the previous artwork is Baron Sengir, I'm gonna let you know I gave you that one for free, okay?
Yeah, you don't get any points for that. Yeah, no points for that. Wow, this is so exciting. So this is a brand new set, and obviously, cards from all around the multiverse, that has to mean we're gonna get some great reprints in here, right?
So to set the stage appropriately, not everything ever can be in here,
right?
But there's a lot here. A lot of the top cards you've been asking for in Commander are right in this set.
Well, speaking of reprints, does that mean we're also gonna be seeing two of those sort of Commander pre-cons like we did with Zendikar Rising with Commander Legends?
Yeah, actually, you nailed it, Jimmy. Great work. You know, one thing that we thought about a lot was if we were releasing this Commander draft set and you're new and you wanna get into Commander, you're like, wow, this draft was really fun. Well, we should make sure that there's some decks for you. So there's two decks that will give you, once again, all those staples you need, the Harmonizes and the Sakura Tribe of the world that you might need to start playing Commander.
Now, will these set decks for Commander Legends also have new cards?
Yeah, there's three new cards per deck, just like the Zendikar Rising ones,
right.
The face characters, and two other cards.
Wow, you guys made a lot of new Commander cards for next year.
It is certainly a great time to be a Commander player. Let's have a quick recap of what we've covered today. First off, we have the Commander product. That's gonna be coming a little earlier because it's thematically tied with Ikoria, Lair of Behemoths, and we're gonna get five decks instead of four. Next up, with Zendikar Rising, we're gonna get two more Commander precons that are gonna release right alongside the set, with a few brand new cards in each and a great entry point for new players. And then we have Commander Collection Green, which features eight Commander staple reprints for your green decks with brand new art in foil and non-foil versions. And then Commander Legends, which combines drafting and commander. We have 20 card boosters with a foil in each and over 70 new legends. Finally, we're getting two brand new commander precons that are themed to commander legends, just like the other decks were with Zendikar Rising.
Wow, this is all really exciting, Gavin. A ton of new stuff. I just have one more question for you before we go. We've got these set decks that are coming out with Zendikar Rising and Commander Legends, precons, and also the Commander product is changing a little bit. It's themed around one of the sets. Are those things that we can expect in 2021 and moving beyond?
Well, you know, we're trying a lot of stuff out right now. You know, as I mentioned earlier, Commander's been the same way for a really long time. Let's try out a bunch of different products and give the Commander players more than ever. So what that means for me and for all of you is I'd love to hear the feedback about what you all think about this stuff, because one of the great things about announcing some of this even up to a year in advance, which we almost never do, is I'll be able to take all the feedback you have now and start thinking about it going forward and crafting it. So I guess, Josh, to answer your question, wait and see.
All right.
Wait and see. And your feedback is super important, so make sure you let Gavin know and, you know, start the conversation online. We showed a ton of stuff today. I can't wait to see what everyone thinks about it.
I'll let you know, having seen the final products for all this stuff, I'm super stoked about it, right? Like, when you sit to see it on shelves, when you get to hold these decks in your hands, when you get to have so many commander decks and a set and a new thing in stores, it is just, it's delightful. It's amazing, and it really makes you walk in and be like, it's a great time to be a commander player.
It is a great time to be a commander player. All right, everybody, thank you for joining us today for our special announcement video. Would love to see what all your guesses for the artwork are in the comments, and thanks for watching.
It's Barry Sengir.
We'll see you guys next time.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.